The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 705 on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com, around the country, around the world. And I love you, Paulie, on Twitter. Thank you. Hump Day, can't wait for the rest of the show. Great start, great lineup, best show on radio. Well, God bless you, Paulie. We're trying. We're doing our best. That's why we bring John Solomon to the airwaves. He's an award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News, host of Just the News, Not Noise, which is a must-watch on Real America's Voice Network. John, welcome back to the show, my brother. Always great to have you with us, my friend.
Yeah, great to be with you. Enjoying it.
Well, we're having fun. And everybody, we got our own little thing going on the radio, man, just speaking the truth. You know, John, honestly, before we get into the issues of the day, thank God what you're doing at Just the News, there's very few of us who are speaking the truth. And, you know, when you think about it in the realm of media, am I right? It's all, you have to find us. Huh? Am I right? Right?
Just think of where we were a couple of years ago when people like you and I were reporting that TikTok was a threat to our children, to our national security. We get ridiculed. And now, finally, the rest of the world caught up with us, and they're banning TikTok here and there. But it's sometimes hard to go after narratives that are true that the official kingdoms of government and media don't want to be true. And they fight very hard, and it's so important that we get those narratives to the American people in spite of the blockades.
Yeah, it's so true. And a feeling, I got to address the Nashville shooting. I don't know, we had Andrew Pollack. You know Andrew, he's a friend,
sure.
Become a very dear friend. And, you know, he lost his beautiful daughter, Meadow, in the Parkland shooting. He, every answer, and like you, John, you reported, here's how you keep the, because we're not going to deal with the mental health issue of these people. So you put police and resource officers. And I don't know why they don't. And Andrew, John, pinpointed every exact thing you got to do when it comes to the safety of schools. And starting with one point of entry, a perimeter around the school, and resource officers there. Why have we not implemented that, do you think, John Solomon, on a national basis, sir?
Listen, it's so common sense, and it would be so easy to fund it and get it going regardless of who owns or operates the school. You get it done because our children's future is at stake. And listen, if we have $11 billion that we can spend to bail out Ukraine pensions, maybe we can spend a little bit more protecting our children. These are really simple things that, quite frankly, have bipartisan support. They just don't get done. They get cast to the wayside, and both sides dig into old arguments, and they never make progress. And this is soon I hope that they'll tire of all of the failure and try to do something common sense, because these ideas are out there, and they're easy to implement.
Exactly. Amen. Hey, John, too, this happened yesterday. So I'm going through prepping the pre-show, and I'm reading everything, trying to gather everything and double check. I'm so confused about the trans thing. He's a she, she's a he. I'm so confused about that whole thing. I can't quite get on that. But then I saw Just the News, and I saw you put the Matt Taibbi story. That's where I first saw it. You had it early. You had it early at Just the News. God bless you for that. It's like you broke it, and then KT McFarland and I were talking about it. So thank you for that, John Solomon. Tell Matt Taibbi, the reporter who dropped a lot of the Elon Musk Twitter files, and then testified before Congress. It was within 24 hours. The IRS was at his house, John.
Yeah, they were at his house while he was testifying, leaving him a note. You better call us. We got a case against you. We want to bring against you, Jim Jordan, and a lot of lawmakers I've talked to in the last 48 hours. Deeply concerned about this. They feel it's an act of intimidation. And remember, this is the same IRS that less than a decade ago we know had to admit, and the Congress concluded, that the IRS had been weaponized to go after conservatives In tax-exempt cases, now you have just a witness who happened to cooperate with a Republican Congress, a professional journalist, and the IRS is knocking on his door the very day he chose to get a thing. It goes back to that first thing we talked about, Joe. Sometimes it's very dangerous to go to buck the narrative that official government and media don't want out there.
So they went to his house, but all they had to do was call him a letter.
Yeah.
Because what did he? I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, as far as I know, do we know? They just did. Why? What was the reason? What did the IRS say was the reason for showing up?
Well, they said they wanted to look at some of his tax returns over some questions about identity fraud. We don't know what that means yet. I don't think Matt knows what it means yet.
Wow.
But it certainly feels making a personal visit for that. In timing it to the day of his very high-profile testimony, clearly smacks of, if nothing else, a 10-year. It probably smacks of something much more worse, probably of intimidation, as Jim Jordan said. But we'll get more facts. We're all trying to dig into this. I think Congress is trying to reach the agent and their supervisor who showed up at the House to figure out who gave that order. Is this like what happened a few years ago when Merrick Garland gave the order for the FBI to go after school board parents who had done nothing wrong?
Yeah.
And we just had a hearing on that exposing how every prosecutor in the country thought that was wrong. We'll have to find out if similar circumstances exist here. We don't have all the facts.
I must tell you, there is some solace. And as you listen to John Solomon and Joe Piscopo on the radio and you see the IRS show up at someone's house who's a reporter that doesn't go along with the White House narrative, it's nice to know that the Republicans, and I'm an independent these days, John, but it's great what Jim Jordan, he wrote a letter directly to the head of the IRS saying this is wrong. So they're not, you know, these people in the Department of Justice, in the Department of Defense, the White House, now the Treasury Department, you know, they are not going to get away with this. We got some eyes on eyes, finally, John Solomon.
Yeah, that's exactly why the Founding Fathers created the check and balance system, so that if one side of the government got out of control, the other side, either the courts or the Congress could do it. And right now you're seeing both come in and rein in some of these things. You're seeing the courts issue victorious ruling after victorious ruling for the Missouri, Louisiana attorney generals who are suing against all the censorship that the government's got involved in. And, of course, you see Jim Jordan and the Weaponization Committee and James Comer and the Oversight Committee beginning to mete out accountability. And more accountability could be on the horizon. I interviewed a couple of congressmen yesterday who said, you know, the FBI wants a brand new, really super expensive, fancy headquarters. Not until they start complying with the Constitution again. I think we're going to put that on hold. So using the budget, the power of the purse, the budget power to start punishing it and creating consequences for agencies that have done so many things wrong. And, you know, we've talked about the FBI and the Russia case, but the FBI has major problems with cheating on other FISA cases unrelated to the FBI. It's had a lot of problems with, or unrelated to the Russia collusion. It's had a lot of problems with sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. I did a story a few months ago that showed all the agents who engaged in criminality, and most of them don't even get prosecuted. The members of Congress for the first time are saying, you know what, we're going to hit you where it hurts. We're going to take money away from you until you start acting better.
Yeah, amen. John Solomon, before we let you go, John, Mayorkas got beat up yesterday by Ted Cruz, man. That was great. The Homeland Security chief. Is this guy Mayorkas? How out of it can they be? It's, in my opinion, and they want to just bring people in. And John, I'm worried about the terror cells being formed as we speak. The fentanyl still keeps coming in. And what's happening at the border, it's Mayorkas. I have to applaud Ted Cruz for taking him to task. And Mayorkas just said, oh, that's revolting what Senator Cruz just said. But does this guy, he won't resign, correct? He's going to have to, they're going to have to impeach this guy?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe reduce his salary to a dollar so he doesn't want to work anymore, which is one of the ideas that Republicans in Congress are starting to talk about.
I love it.
A lot of people think this is an entrenched political argument. It's not. It's a national security argument. Our children are being poisoned by a drug that starts in China and ends with the Mexican cartels before it comes in our country. Our borders open. More than 300-400 known terrorists have crossed the border since Joe Biden first took over, and many, many other bad actors, cartels, and human and drug traffickers.
Yeah.
This isn't just a political theater moment. It's as Senator Cruz mentioned, it's a national security problem that we have to address urgently.
It's so true, John. Before we let you go, if I could lean on our friendship a little bit, I see everything that you talked about at Just the News, is, as you say, is coming to fruition, including what went on the 2020 election, whatever happened, however it happened. You know, you're not supposed to talk about it, but honestly, now we see Donald Trump running, and I've known him 40 years, so I can't be objective when I talk about Donald Trump, because I have nothing. Listen, it's always been great between myself and Donald Trump, working for him, getting to know him, and policy-wise as a president. But now you got DeSantis coming in. Now everybody's at each other's throats. And people, if you say something, you can't say anything about Donald Trump. You can't say you like DeSantis. How do we bring everybody together, John? Because I'm afraid, because this is my fear. And this is the question I had, John Solomon, because you know best. You are the expert, my friend. It's like if you just go down the road where you just fight each other, we're going to lose in 2024. We, the people that love this country, that you're going to have Biden again. Harris is going to jump in. Someone's going to jump in. You're going to lose. How do we join everybody together? And it's not even Republican. On the patriotic side, how do we all join together, John Solomon?
Well, we have to put country first and politics second, which is something that was the norm for a long time. When I got to interview George H.W. Bush just before he passed away, it was a really great moment to spend a day with an elder statesman who had served his country first as a World War II hero, CIA director, ambassador to China, vice president, and president. And I asked him, what was the best advice that Ronald Reagan gave to you, when you guys finally patched up your very, remember, they had a very bitter campaign in 1980. And Ronald Reagan said to George, right after he had named him vice president, according to President Bush, he said, George, I just want to ask you one favor. From now on, if you pull the pin on a hand grenade and you're in our foxhole, for God's sakes, throw it on the other guys. And it was a very good reminder that sometimes internal fighting can be an extraordinarily negative thing. It gives the enemy or your Democratic opponents material to run against you with. Listen, there's a battle of ideas that can go on in the Republican Party that can be very healthy. But the personal nature of it and the self-destruction of two very capable candidates is probably something most Americans, even non-Republicans, don't want to see. Yeah. There's going to have to be a line drawn. We'll see if these two men can find it, or maybe they'll even find some way to collaborate together. But right now, there's some sharp elbows flying. There's no doubt about it.
John Solomon, you got to check out John, Just the News, Not Noise, on Real America's Voice Network, Just the News. Check it out. John, send him my love, man. Thank you so much, brother. You're the best. Thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Joe. Such an honor to be on your show. I love coming on.
Thank you, John. We're honored to have you. John Solomon, this is the guy, I'm telling you. This is our go-to guy. If I have to look at 10 million different kind of outlets on information and how do I get my information, I verify it with John Solomon, Just the News. You could get that email. I get it emailed right to you. Go to Just the News. And then check out that Real America's Voice Network is really good now. And John's on there. It's Just the News, Not Noise. You got to check it out. Hey, Joe on the radio, by the way. And so 717, before I go to the guys, let's talk just you and I here for a second, because people say if I put somebody on that doesn't like Donald Trump or has a history of saying things not nice about Donald Trump, don't hate that person. OK, you don't. Oh, Joe, Rhino. Hey, and Ryan, what's a Rhino? I'm not even a Republican. What's a Rhino? You can't fracture the Patriots can't fracture. It's kind of what happened in 2020. It's like now Donald Trump's got 74 million diehard voters. Apparently, that's not enough to win. Who would have thought, right? Not enough to win. Because how they got 81, all right, we know how they got 81, but you can't keep complaining about it. You got to figure out how to win it again. And I heard Donald Trump said, you got to do the ballot harvesting and you got to do what they did to us. And I'm not even a Republican, so I got no skin in the game for the party. I have skin in the game for this great country, and we can't sustain until a common sense Democrat comes onto the scene. We cannot sustain as a country. So the fighting's got to stop. And I would humbly say to a man I have much. I got it. You think I'm nuts. I love the guy. Respect the guy. One of our best presidents, Donald Trump. The rhetoric, pull it back. I would say pull it back. And show humility and go, look, I know I get upset. I love this country so much. And I apologize if I get you upset. I really do. I apologize for that. Because if you see Donald Trump behind closed doors, this guy is a pussycat. I'm telling you right now. Behind closed doors, when we'd go to Bedminster and they would do a fundraiser for Ben Mitz. Joe, could you drop by? I go, yeah, it's right. That's 20 minutes from my house. You know, I go over. That Secret Service would lock your phones, and then Donald Trump would step up, and then people are going, who is that guy? What a nice guy. Oh, my God. All that. But I know he feels he has to fight, and every time I talk like this, and we have our talk like this about, you know, how we can join together, people go, Joe, Donald Trump gets attacked constantly. He has to answer it back. Kill him with kindness, man. Kill him with kindness. Go under the radar and be nice. You know, I think DeSantis is... I can't get a read on Ron DeSantis. I can't get after that Piers Morgan interview. That was not great. I you know what I'm saying? It wasn't great. And I like DeSantis. You know who you got to listen to? Vivek Ramaswamy. Check this kid out. He's the kid we had on the show. As soon as you went off the air, this was about a month ago, and I went maybe a couple months ago. I said that guy could run for president. Boom, he's running for president, and he comes on the show. He comes on. Donald Trump doesn't come on. We called Donald Trump a million times. He doesn't come on. We called Ron DeSantis. He doesn't come on. Now, do I take it personally? Yeah, probably. A little bit. I'm Italian. I get offended. Vivek comes on the show. And Vivek Ramaswamy is saying, and all the things I want to hear from Donald Trump, all the things I want to hear from DeSantis, you listen to Vivek, he's addressing every single issue. But having said all that, we've got to join together. Don't hate. If someone hates Donald Trump, don't hate that. Don't hate back. It just makes it worse. People voted for Biden. I have great friends who supported Biden. I don't understand Joe Biden for the life of me. You know, I used to like the guy. I don't know who this guy is in the White House anymore. Not the Joe Biden I knew when I was a Democrat. I don't hate you. You're trans. Your skin color. I don't care what you. I love you anyway. Let me give you a hug. I will. I'll hug you. I'll give you a shoulder hug. We'll hug. I have no hate. Put the hate aside. Put the name-calling aside. Put the nasty rhetoric aside. Because it's time to take back the country and bring some common sense. And we will fracture and we will lose if we continue to fight. And I'm talking to you and I who are what I call the pure patriots who love this country heart and soul. 720. How's that, Deb? Did I make that amicable enough?
Yes.
I everybody's got to, the whole rhetoric's got to tone down a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm, I know it's definitely politics, but, and people like to fight like that. They got to stop. Otherwise, we're going to lose. We the people. I'm talking about we the people, you know, mm-hmm, who love this country, heart and soul, right? Hey, Deb, how are we doing traffic out there? Debbie's out there looking out on the roads. And then Dr. Jeff is going to join us. Jeffrey Goodyear is going to join us. What do we do? Oh, Deb, these mental problems, you know?
I know. I think that's one of the major issues is that has to be dealt with, without a doubt, you know?
Dr. Jeffrey will break it down for us. Hey, Deb's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Deb. 722 right now on the radio.
Thanks, Joe. Over on 78, it's a terrible mess getting out toward exit 15 in Clinton Township. It's an overturned tandem tractor trailer. Avoid 78 if you can. It is bumper to bumper trying to get around that issue. 95 North exit 4 getting into Greenwich. It's a collision. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Discover Card. I just learned Discover Cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. The cash from trips, the cash from restaurants, all doubled. You got to see the terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Joe on the radio telling you about St. James Health. This is what I'm talking about. I always tell you, we're all in this together. We're all brothers and sisters. We all, in my opinion, are children of God, all right? And when I see an organization like St. James Health in Newark, in the East, South, and West Wards of Newark, New Jersey, my parents' hometown, it just warms my heart to tell you that St. James Health brings primary care to the community in a setting that's comfortable, accommodating, regardless of their ability to pay. You hear what I'm saying? St. James Health, they have adult medicine, they have pediatrics, they have gynecology, mental health. St. James Health can get help. You need a flu shot? You need a booster? Free to you, for your best protection against all the viruses that are out there, right? And by the way, services are offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, accepting all insurances. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is St. James Health is exactly what I'm talking about, how we reach out and we help those who aren't able maybe to, you know, get good medical care. You got to go to St. James Health. They have all insurances they accept, including Medicare and Medicaid, as well as discount based on income and family size for patients' out-of-pocket costs. So St. James has a staff to help enroll patients in insurance, including children, under the New Jersey Cover All Kids program. Let me give you the number, if I may. 973-789-8111, St. James Health. 973-789-8111. Please visit stjameshealth.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today, the National Association of Realtors releases the number of homes under contract for sale in February. Pending home sales rose more than 8% back in January, with contract signings improving in all four major U.S. regions. However, compared with a year earlier, signings were down. Wall Street remains focused on anything that can drag down the economy and earnings. Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management says investors are finding some bright spots.
We have some hot pockets. And that's where investors should move into. The whole market may not move in the way you want it to move, but the hot pocket, no doubt, right now is AI.
Investors are looking ahead to the revised gross domestic product to be released Thursday and an important inflation reading, the PCE index, on Friday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Balance of Nature. I love Balance of Nature because I really feel like, even today I got up early to do TV with Todd and Ashley, you know. And you know what? I just took my Balance of Nature fruits, man, and doubled up. Now, when a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, you will get the energy, the mental clarity, the stamina, the feel-good, the build-up of your immune system, I believe, from the fruits and vegetables. Well, that's what Balance of Nature is. Dr. Howard has come up with the concept of taking Balance of Nature and really in a meticulous way, maintaining the nutrients. And they're not just fruits and vegetables. He gets the high end, the best you could buy fruits and vegetables, breaks it down. You see it on TV how he does it. They freeze dry it. I don't know that that's the proper term, freeze dry, but they put it in capsule form. Boom, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And now you get 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Want you to be healthy. Want you to build up your immune system. We think that you could do it with Balance of Nature. All right, 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code ANSWER. Joe on the radio. All right, we got so much to get into today. And we appreciate you being with us more than we could tell you as you listen around the country, around the world. Dr. Jeffrey Gardere is a great guy, American psychologist, associate professor at Touro College. osteopathic medicine. Dr. Jeff, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us and grace these airwaves with your beautiful self, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. You were introduced on your Sinatra music, and the person who introduced you said, you know, and Joe Piscopo coming up next. And I said, that's my friend. We don't always agree, but that's my friend. And we agree to disagree. I love him.
It was Ernie Anastas, our buddy. Ernie's another great guy. But Jeffrey, I know. It's like everybody's got to stop with the rhetoric. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it really. And then it goes into these school shootings. And because, you know, Jeffrey, you're like I am. We love everybody. We're all together on this. What puts someone over the edge? Because you need to protect. Now we have to reinforce our schools like fortresses. But mentally, and you see this over and over and over again. What, Jeffrey Gardier, how does someone pull the trigger on a 9-year-old? For God's sake, how does that happen, doctor?
I think if we look at the whole process of this thing called defense mechanisms. By the way, you may have seen the article in the New York Times that talks about the resurgence of Sigmund Freud in this new generation. They brought back the old bebop grandpop of analysis. And so, you know, going back to that pioneer, I can tell you this is what we call a defense mechanism of projection. The ego does not allow us to accept how much we may have been traumatized or how much we may end up having, you know, self-hate because of an environment in which we've been poisoned and have absorbed that. And therefore, we project that out to other people. We externalize that hate and that anger towards other people, or we end up imploding. And I think in this particular case, this may have been someone who wanted, we don't know for sure, I'm just theorizing here, but, you know, they were going to go out in a blaze of fury and a blaze of suicide, meaning that they were going to do this suicide by cop. It didn't seem like this individual wanted to surrender in any way. There were kids and shooting on cops.
So was it premeditated? Yeah, so you think it was premeditated that this
absolutely this... premeditated, given that there were plans that were drawn up, given that there was a manifesto which hasn't been totally been put out as yet. We'll learn more about that. And the scary thing about these pre-planning, surveilling, which it seems the shooter had done, is that we talk about the mind being a terrible thing to waste, but also a mind can become very, very poisoned when reality is shut out and it's just us in our own minds just creating more and more and more and more delusional thinking. And that's what's really scary. How much time did it take for that mind to become so poisoned, so diseased, if you will? And, have to, and Joe, you know that, you know, I'm an advocate of all mental health and people who have mental health challenges. So in no way do I want to make this a negative thing. The important thing is that we all have mental health challenges. We all deal with some sort of mental illness. Yeah. We all have a cross to bear, but it's important that we get help.
Yeah. And do you think, what's the red flags on that? What do you see in the eyes of a patient, for example, Dr. Jeffrey, that would indicate that this person will walk over the line and do something as egregious as what happened in Nashville?
Well, it's very hard to tell, and that's the thing. You know, many of us have, at some point in our lives, have had some sort of suicidal or even homicidal ideation. You hear people say, you know, I'm so angry, I just want to kill that person. But you can't institutionalize someone saying something like that. You have to look at what their past history has been. So one of the classic signs that we tend to see that someone really is in need of help is through their childhood. What have they experienced? How many traumas? And have they acted out, you know, against animals, against other, you know, other creatures and so on, in a way that has been consistently negative and horrific?
Yeah, and then before, how, I don't know how, there were some red flags. I think this person did, and we'll find out more. But again, I don't want to make it a gun thing. I don't even want to, you know, because that, they always blame the guns. But there is something to be said about how this person got guns, because
allegedly got them legally. I know you and I diverge a little bit, even as dear friends.
Yep.
We diverge a little bit. I'm all in favor of reasonable gun control. I don't want to take anyone's guns away, but there's no reason to have AK-47s. And we've got to tighten up our red flag laws. There are some people who just should not have guns for their own protection, of course, but also for the protection of family and society.
And you know what, Dr. Jeffrey, we disagree, and you're listening and you disagree, and everybody's got to stop yelling at the TV. I've been guilty of that. You know, you yell at the TV, you're yelling at the radio now. But we have to, whatever the solution is, people with mental problems, and if you're a gun dealer, and I have to say this for the record, and there's some, I don't know how you just, you got to, they've got to vet these wackos out. I mean, it's amazing that this, he bought the guns, right? They bought the guns. So.
Yep. They bought the guns legally. But, you know, and listen, my good friend, I know that, you know, you're talking, you know, when we use the term wackos and so on, you know, that's radio talk. I completely get that.
Yep.
We just want to be careful that, you know, there are so many people, including myself, with mental health challenges. I have OCD. I have generalized anxiety. I have hypochondriasis. I've been dealing with mental health struggles for a very long time. We don't want to stigmatize people with these mental health challenges. We want to, you know, be positive and reaffirm them and get them help. And I wish this person, this is what happens when someone falls through the safety net. They, you know, we have this kind of impact on the person and on society and on their families. So it's a sad thing. I just wish people like you and I, Joe, could actually have these decent conversations to how we can solve these societal issues. If we could only sit down and listen to one another, that would be so wonderful. We could come up with great compromises.
Amen. Dr. Jeff Gradier, he's America's psychologist. We love you, man, and thank you, sir. Thanks for your honesty, too, Jeff. You are the best. You really are. Hopefully, I'll see you sooner than later, my friend, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, brother, and God bless America. You be well.
There it is. Thank you, Dr. Jeff. Great guy. And you know what? It's so funny. He's so honest. He's telling us what his hang-ups are. What should I talk about? My hypochondria? Right? Yeah. My neuroses and everything.
Beyond the people.
I don't want to talk. My beyond the people complex. Dr. Jeffrey, I don't want to.
I'm lonely because I want to be.
I'm the beyond the people complex, Dr. Jeffrey. I don't want to talk with anyone, be with anyone. I like being by myself. What is my problem? Great guy, Dr. Jeff Gardier. Hey, Joe on the radio. And Alzheimer's, let me see. Dr. Perry's going to join us from Rutgers. We're going to spotlight Newark. I love spotlighting Newark. Yeah, Newark's doing great. Come on. And we're happy to showcase Newark over these couple weeks, the hometown of my parents. But it's 7:37, and Albert is in the newsroom. He is not beyond the people. He's with the people.
No, for the people, with the people.
All the time.
All the time. Get away from me.
In the news nook on AM 970.
Oh, look at
the
me.
Answer. No eye contact, Al. You got it. Just the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Republican members of the New York State Senate say they're fighting for a so-called more free New York. Senate Minority Deputy Leader Andrew J. Lanza noted out of control policies that are becoming more outrageous by the day. The Senate Minority fighting against Governor Hochul's housing plan, which would essentially overrule local zoning codes to build 800,000 housing units. They're also honing in on bail reform, saying complex policies need to be discussed outside of the fiscal budget. Several Jewish foundations joining forces to create the Jewish Security Alliance of New York and New Jersey. It was created in reaction to a series of violent anti-Semitic plots threatening synagogues, schools, and other Jewish community centers. The alliance will serve as a central point of contact for federal and local agencies on incidents affecting the safety and security of the Jewish community between Greater New York City and New Jersey. It'll also process incident reports, provide security recommendations and training for Jewish institutions, and serve as a reliable source of information on threats. In sports, the Rangers extended their winning streak to 3 games after blowing out the Columbus Blue Jackets 6-2 at Madison Square Garden. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. We still have major problems on 78 this morning. What a tough ride on 78 westbound getting out toward exit 17. Accident involving tractor-trailer on the shoulder. But the major problem is a closure right past exit 15 in Clinton Township. So 78 westbound, everything still closed right in Clinton Township. That overturned tandem tractor-trailer, you're diverted off at Route 15. Really tough getting around the accident scene at this point as well. Watch for some delays over on 18. Heading south, getting down through Old Bridge Turnpike into East Brunswick. That's construction to deal with. Cross Bronx moving slowly eastbound out by the Deegan. It looks like a stalled vehicle plus an accident on the shoulder. Westbound belt slowing down right by the Van Wyck. An accident out by Kennedy Airport. 110 south at Pulaski Road over at Huntington Station. A collision. Sunrise Highway west in Bohemia. An accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today. High in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Telling you about the MyPillow 2.0. Oh! Oh! You know, sleep is a thing that eludes me a lot of the time. I'm just going 24/7. But when I lay down on my MyPillow 2.0, I'm telling you, from the MyPillow folks, and if you order now, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Joe P. You can buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free from MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listeners page. And I could sleep on it. I've been sleeping so great lately because of the MyPillow 2.0. Somehow Mike came up with this temperature regulating technology thing, and he reinvented the MyPillow, if you can believe that. And now you have it's machine washable and dryable, 10-year warranty you get, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I'm telling you, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it's made in America. So go to the Radio Listener Specials page, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code Joe P. And you can buy, it's an incredible opportunity to buy one, and you get one free. It's the MyPillow 2.0. 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
Are you fed up with hair loss or weak, brittle hair? Invite Health would like to introduce you to Hair Enhance HX. This powerful bioactive formula targets the root causes of hair loss, like stress, hormone imbalance, and nutritional deficiencies. Packed with clinically studied nutrients shown to increase hair strength and growth. Formulated to target male and female pattern hair loss with amino acids to strengthen hair and promote new hair growth. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple causes of weak, brittle, and lackluster hair. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Buy one bottle of Hair Enhance HX as suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com and use promo code HAIR. Are you ready to get to the root cause and finally see and feel a difference? Call now, 800-673-2345 for Hair Enhance HX.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. We always telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella and the team at Route 22 Toyota, they told us about the landscape of the automotive industry with that supply chain situation. Well, Alex tells us he's got a great selection of new cars over at Route 22 Toyota, including RAV4 and Highlanders, which have been so hard to come by. Plus, Alex tells us that he's holding inventory for you, for local New Jersey residents, people who go to Route 22 Toyota. He's holding up. People from out of state are calling Alex saying, oh, I'll pay this. I'll pay overpriced. I just need that RAV4. I need that Highlander. No. Alex is saving the inventory for you, and he's got a number for you, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. And by the way, at 743, Debbie will get you through the traffic, but if you get a chance to deviate a little bit this morning and get one to work a little bit late, go to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and check out the area's largest selection of new Toyota vehicles at Route 22 Toyota, right there. And they have that great selection of pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles while you're there. Alex Kinsella standing by for you, 973-705-8905. 8905. Speak with Alex and the team at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. You just tell them that Joey Piscopo sent you.
Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Today's New York trivia question is sponsored by St. James Health, a community health center located in the east and west wards of Newark, bringing low-cost primary comprehensive care to the community.
Love telling you about Newark. Pop brought up on Mount Prospect Avenue. My mother born in the Ironbound back in the day. My mom's listening this morning. I love you, Mom. I love you. Now it's time for the trivia question about Newark. Mom will know the answer to this for sure. You can call 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the Newark trivia question, and you receive a $50 gift card from Calandra's Bakery. Our friends over at Calandra's, family-owned and operated since 1962, originating right there off of Bloomfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. And oh, by the way, I have to do this aside here. I will be performing at Calandra's Italian Village in Caldwell. They've been asking me for the, and I go there all the time for Mom. You know, I always get take pastries over and what, and the bread. Forget about it. At Calandra's. So it's at Il Vecchio Cafe. I'm going to drop by. It's May 20th, right across from St. Al's. Talk about local, right on Bloomfield Avenue. You can enjoy Chef Francesco's lavish buffet and show. Reservations at 973-226-8889. All right, let's go to the Newark trivia question. What Newark-based medical center is responsible for developing and implanting the first American-made nuclear-powered pacemaker? Woof, I have no idea. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Correctly answer that question, and you will receive a $50 gift card from Calandra's Bakery, family-owned and operated since 1962, originating in Newark, New Jersey, and we wish you good luck. Dr. Perry Halkidis is a dean and professor of public health and health equity at Rutgers University, kind enough to join us this morning. Doctor, thank you for taking the time with us on the show. Great to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Joe. Great. Thank you for having me, and hope all is going well.
You know, it's good. It's wild. My father went to Rutgers when it was called, you're too young, I'm too young. It was called Dana College, Doc. Dana College, and then it turned into Rutgers. But Pop went to law school there. Is that that's in the 1930s I'm talking. But Rutgers making us so proud. You and everybody at Rutgers makes Jersey so very, very proud. It's a world-class university. Tell us what you do over there in public health and at Rutgers, sir, if you would.
Yeah, so I've been here. Thank you, Joe. And I agree with you. I think, like, you know, Rutgers has been evolving incredibly over the last few decades, and it's like, yes, really one of the top universities in the country. So I'm the dean of the School of Public Health. I help to develop our public health programs. We have a school that is located both in Newark and in Piscataway, New Jersey, and we're training the next generation of public health leaders to go out into our state in order to be able to, you know, deal with all these health challenges that we continue to face as a population in our country and also around the world.
I know, I'm such a hypochondriac, Doc. Forget about it. I drive my doctor crazy, you know, because I worry about this. You hear about that. You don't know what's going on. But hopefully there is a group of young people that are interested in getting into this field, because it is fascinating, may not be the word, but it is intricate, and it is just things that we never thought would happen is unfolding upon us. And so kids are interested in this, want to tackle this, yes?
Yeah, so like, I think you're absolutely right about that. So look, I think that very often when we hear young kids talk about health, they think that this means medicine. But public health is one of the many health professions that are available to people as they emerge into their adulthood and their careers. More than ever, public health matters, because what public health workers do is that they're able to go out into the community and talk to people with real words in real time about what's going on in their lives, whether it be about smoking or obesity or COVID or HIV or drug addiction, in a way that most doctors don't have time to do.
I know. You know, Dr. Halkidis, I got to tell you, I am so proud to be talking with you, so proud to be highlighting Newark. And as people listen around the country now, so we have to tell you, this is my hometown of my parents, so I'm so indebted to Newark. And Newark, and it took a long time to come back after the riots, you know, and it's back bigger and better than ever Newark is. But we talk about St. James Health. My friend James Gonzalez, CEO, you know, yep. Broadway House, they're doing God's work. They're keeping people off the street. There's HIV and AIDS out there in the different communities that are around there. And not to mention homelessness, drug addiction. You just talked about it. It's still out there, yet Newark front and center taking care of these folks that would be left on the street, sir.
Yeah, absolutely right. So look, I'm going to tell you right now that I'm a proud Newark resident. Also, I'm a kid originally from Queens, New York, as a Greek American from Astoria. But now I live in Newark. I live in Newark, right on the Ironbound here. Look, I think that Newark and New Jersey, very, very much on the edge in terms of putting forward programs that take care of people in real time. Yeah, thank you for highlighting that, Joe. And people think that, like, we have COVID, HIV is gone. No, we have 30,000 new infections each year, and a lot of them are in our city here. And so having Jim and his organization and other organizations like Hyacinth really push the agenda and say, let's get rid of this virus, for God's sake, at this point. It's like we're 40 years in. It's really important. And we're training our students to be able to work with people like Jim and others to do that work.
Hey, you're doing great. You have to tell our friend John Katsimatidis, if you're Greek, he's going to love you. You know,
because Joe, we all know each other, all of us. Right?
I know. By the way, the Ironbound. It's so funny with the Portuguese and Ironbound. My mom was born there. How about mom born in the Ironbound back in the day, you know, on Kinney Street, actually. So, Dr. Perry, great chat this morning, and thanks for all that you're doing for Rutgers. I'm a Jersey guy. It gives me great, great pleasure, and it's a privilege to chat with you to tell everybody how great a Rutgers is. And by the way, in the cutting edge, you're right, your point is well taken, Dr. Halkidis, that you as Dean and Professor of Public Health and Health Equity at Rutgers, it's at the cutting edge, on the world stage. We appreciate that, sir, and congratulate you.
Thank you.
For that. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
I'll see you soon. Hopefully I'll see you on we'll see you on Broad Street, something like that. All right.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Bye.
Take
everyone.
Care. Bye. Dr. Perry Halkidis, or on Ferry Street right there in Newark, New Jersey. But the food on the Ironbound, forget about it. The Portuguese, forget about it. Right, Deb? You ever go to some of those restaurants, the Spanish restaurants there?
I love
Portuguese
it down there.
Portuguese restaurants, yeah.
Yes, wow. So many fabulous restaurants. Yeah, Ironbound section.
Mm-hmm. And I went by my mom's house. I go by my mom's house. They've since remodeled it, but right there on Kinney Street, you know, ten kids raising 10 kids.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
How did they do it, right?
A pure grit, I'm sure. Pure grit and determination. That's it.
So true. 751. Deb's on the roads checking traffic for you. How are we doing, Deb?
Well, I'm looking at the Ironbound section right now of Newark. 21 northbound slowing down up by Market Street. Also slowing down 21 southbound into 280. 280 westbound, that's going to be busy in both directions out by the Stickle Bridge in Newark. We still have major problems, Joe, on 78. 78 westbound, all lanes closed, exit 15 into Clinton Township. It's an overturned tandem tractor trailer that has been out there since 4 this morning. Try to avoid 78. If possible, you'll be diverted off at exit 15. Watch for delays as you take a ride to the Cross Bronx East out by the Deegan. An accident that's off on the shoulder. Westbound Belt out by Kennedy Airport. An accident being cleared. And we're still seeing delays as you take a ride to Sunrise Highway westbound getting out through Bohemia with a crash being cleared. Watch for delays. Bronx River Parkway South. The ramp into Wakefield Avenue, Yonkers. Looks like an accident there as well. So definitely watch out for some stop and go traffic. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have made for us. Heroes like U.S. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro Jr. When his Humvee exploded in Afghanistan, he suffered severe burns over more than 80% of his body with only a 15% chance of survival. Later, he became the first fully disabled airman permitted to re-enlist and a gold medal winner in the Invictus Games. Thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and your generosity, Del Toro received a mortgage-free smart home. The home has a myriad of smart features to help him live his life more independently. Help heroes like Del Toro when they need it most. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T, realestate.org.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Will you call 800, the number for the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF? Will you go to relieffactor.com, please? Just check it out, all right? Because we have the three-week quick start, which is going to tell you all about relieffactor.com, tell you all about the three-week quick start. How we think we can get you out of pain. For me, it worked in 5 days. Other people, 7 days. Other people, 2 days out of pain. 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I cannot tell you how great it works for me. I think it will work as well for you. I'm able to live my life, do what I want. QTR, baby. That's what we're talking about. Me and my buddy Captain Frank, he's got quality time remaining. QTR, you want to embrace life, you know? And I think you can do it if you take Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor. You go to relieffactor.com. You'll see all the botanical ingredients in Relief Factor. You get the three-week quick start for less than $20 to see if we can get you out of pain. Fair enough? Fair enough. Call 800-4-RELIEF or, again, relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeffrey, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, how are we doing weather-wise?
Well, we're doing pretty good for the daytime hours throughout the day with sunshine, just a few clouds. We're going to hit a high around 55 or so, and that's about average for this time of year, so really not too bad. And then in the evening, we could see a brief shower or two passing by, and that's due to a cool front that's going to push through, dropping our temp to 31 tonight. Ooh. And then we're only going to hit a high of 47 tomorrow. So definitely a chill in the air, but hey, there's a positive side to it. Sunshine and blue skies. Now, looking ahead to Friday, we get clouds, and we're also going to see some more rain showers that become a little more steady and even heavy into Saturday. Guess what, Joe? We got the chance for some thunderstorms coming through. So we're going to hear that thunder coming in overnight Friday into Saturday, and the winds are going to pick up as well. 15 to 25 could gust up to 40 miles per hour.
All right, sounds good. Very good detailed forecast. Well done, my young friend. Jeff Nordine at the Weather Answer Desk right there. Joe on the radio. Mike Davis is going to join us, founder of the Article 3 Project. What's going on with this Trump hush money case? Unbelievable what you're going through, right? Chad Ayers. Is it Ayers, Joey? Ayers, probably, A-Y-E-R-S. Former
yes.
Assistant SWAT team commander, founder of Proactive Response Group. We're going to talk about how to stop these things. Great chat with Dr. Jeffrey Gradier, by the way. Thanks to Dr. Jeffrey, because you know what? It's a mental illness problem. And someone said, and it's, I wish I could take credit for this, they should have walk-in clinics. Walk-in clinics if someone's borderline, and make it so it's not, you're not vilified. There's no stigma to it, that if you're feeling a little off, you can go into a mental health clinic. Something to think about. Listen, we got something walking in for swabbing our nose for COVID and all that. Maybe we could do it for mental health. Too much to ask? In the meantime, it's out there, and it's going to happen. How do you stop it? And Chad Ayers will let us know. Tommy Lahren, fired up always. Fox News commentator, host of the Tommy Lahren is Fearless on Outkick. You got to check that out. And Tommy, kind enough to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Michael Goodwin, the one and only, the great chief political columnist for the New York Post. We're going to talk about Albany's budget mess. Hello. Can't make it up. We got a lot to get into, but we love having you with us, and we will come up with solutions. And by 10 o'clock, when we go into Mike Gallagher, we'll have solutions on how to solve most of the problems. I just wish someone, in the name of goodness gracious, I wish someone, you know, in Washington was listening. But you never know. Let's keep the fight. What do you say? Deal? Deal. Albert is here. Joey Sebelius is here. Debbie's on the roads for you. Cara Fasaro's tweeting out as we speak. and we appreciate it. Give us a call anytime at 877-970-2999. Coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.